Tony, you keep finding ways to win. That was a tough old one, wasn't it?
It was, yeah. And we did it a bit different today. We had to scrounge our way into, being drawn at 10-all, I think it was, at half-time. And we were behind for most of the first half. But, second half, to not let them score was some mean feat, and particularly with the amount of possession and ball they had on our...
Where they had it, yeah.
Yeah, and field position on us. And we had to... I think they got about 31 sets, 31 plays on our try line at one stage. We may have had it for one or two in between that, but we were really in control of the part of the pitch that they wanted to play. But my boys just wouldn't give in, and they found a way to defend it. And they showed a lot of character again, but they were tenacious with it, I thought. And then we were good enough to turn it around and go down the other end and score some points not long afterwards.
There's people who look at that scoreline and think you've won by three scores, but was it closer than that in reality?
No, it was three scores, yeah. No,
in terms of the game, the scoreboard blows things out at times, doesn't it?
Listen, if you want to talk about was it close for 60 minutes of the game, absolutely. Yeah, it was. It was hard fought, and I'm not going to take anything away from Widnes. I thought they were really good and played their tactics very well. I thought they slowed us down. And
you did say legitimately in the press conference as well. They played within the rules.
Yeah, absolutely. My issue is that the rules will be different again next week because we'll have a different official. A few weeks ago we played touch football at Salford where there was no wrestle and you weren't allowed to put anybody down on the ground. Yeah. And today we had another situation where it was...
Light touch referee.
It was, very light touch. Yeah, it was... Yeah, at times WWF, but hey, if that's what we've got to adjust to, that's what we've got to adjust to, and my boys did, we found a way to get some quick play the balls in that second half and get out there and play some rugby, and they came home strong. So, I thought Widnes were terrific. I thought their tactics were good. They worked really hard on Matty Russell this week and made it hard for him, but... Geez, it's hard to stop him, isn't it? He got forward very well, but I'm really pleased with our bench today. I thought they really injected some energy into our boys, and I thought they played a big role in lifting us when we needed to.
And just finally, I know this is the toughest question, but you don't look forward to Easter Monday, do you? It's going to be a really big ask going all that way to Hull as well.
Well, it doesn't matter where it could have been next door, and it's still a tough ask on rugby league players, when you see what they put their bodies through and, when they're in those sort of collisions and we ask them to turn around and do it again within a few days, I've said it before, it's almost cruel, and I think it is. But it's often why we don't see the best rugby as well. So, we go for the quantity rather than the quality. But, hey, listen, I think there's some smart people hanging around some of our administrators nowadays, and there's some people that are going to start listening, and I think they'll work it out that, we need to get down to one game. We'll have a home game this year and an away game next year for Easter, and schedule all the games, one each day over the Easter period. Sky get all their telecasts and everybody's happy and you're not killing your players.